We're going to read this evening in the Epistle of Paul to Titus, Titus chapter 2. This is one of Paul's pastoral epistles, and may I just say that according to the commentators, the aim of Paul in writing these pastoral epistles is to raise the level of Christian character. But whereas in 1 and 2 Timothy, the main stress is on the character of those who hold office in the church, ministers, elders, deacons, the emphasis in Titus is mainly on the character of those who are being taught, the people of God. And this is what Paul is concerned with in this chapter. And he says to Titus, "Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." Always they look outwards, you see, to what they outside are thinking about those inside, in verse 5, that the word of God be not blasphemed, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. "Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.